Hello, 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 hello. Mo the Goddess here. Welcome to another episode of the Goddess Glow Up Podcast. I am your host, Mona White, and I come to bring you the good news. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. So many of you know I'm here in Indonesia, and it is already the day before New Year's Eve. So it's New Year's Eve Eve here in Indonesia. And before we head over into 2021, can I just ask you, like, how many of you are thrilled to be going into a new year? Not only a new year, but we're entering a new world. I'm here for it. I am totally here for it. But here's the thing. Like, I wanted to do this particular episode based on the fact that a year ago, y'all, a year ago, you had goals, you had dreams, you had what some call New Year's resolutions. And during this time, this crazy ass year that we found ourselves in, some of us have lost touch with those dreams and those goals and those resolutions. So I wanted to come here to bring you the good news and let you know that don't take for granted what you have gone through. Whether you've gone through some things where you have lost maybe a job, maybe a loved one, maybe your footing, maybe your damn mind. Because I'm looking around and, you know, judging from what I've seen, there's a lot of folk that have lost their damn minds, okay, during this time. But I just wanted to come and remind you that you have transformed. This year has not only pushed you into thinking new, acting new, and becoming new, it has inspired you to do things a little bit different. I am almost certain that most of us are not thinking the way that we were thinking last year. You know, some of us were just going through life willy-nilly. We were just way too relaxed. We were just, you know, going with the flow. But this year has somehow, for a lot of people, caused you to wake up and understand that it is of great importance that you never stop dreaming, you never stop setting goals for yourself, and most importantly, you never stop believing. Now, all those things are great. Dreaming, setting goals, believing. But let me tell you something. There is no grace period. There's no waiting period. There is no stipulations that says that you can't have what it is that you want right now. There's nothing that says that. The only thing that stops us from going forward in the things that we want to achieve is our mindset. It's ourselves. And let me tell you guys, we don't have that kind of time to be sitting back and waiting for the left shoe to fall, or waiting for someone to give us permission, or waiting for things to go back to how they were, because we're not going back to how we were. That's first and foremost. Second of all, if this year has not taught you anything, it should have taught you that life is short, time is of the essence, and you don't have time to waste not doing what it is that you want to do. And if you have lost a job, this is the perfect opportunity for you to tap into your gifts and your talents and the things that you were born to do and discover what your purpose is if you have not already. Now's the time to put all those things in action and not just talk about it. Not just sit back and wait. Waiting is over, guys. Waiting is over. And, you know, I know for me, this is one thing that I used to do all the time. And when I get a little bit doubtful, because I still do, and when I become a little bit uncertain, what I then begin to do is go around to other people and say, well, you know, I was thinking about doing this, but what do you think? Or what is your opinion about this? Or how do you see me doing this? And on and on and on. If it's in you, then you can do it, because God would not have allowed you to have the vision. He would not have allowed you to dream it if you were not able to achieve it. So now's the time to put one foot in front of the other and start walking towards that thing. And not only walking towards that thing, but walking in it as if it is already accomplished, because it really is. It's just a matter of mindset and doing some tweaks. You know, it's really funny how every day a lot of us go out to our cars or our, you know, our vehicles or whatever way of transportation we have right now. Even the bus. You go out and you know that when you get in your car, it's going to start up. And you're going to go to work. You don't even second guess that. If you're riding the bus, you go to the bus stop. You don't even have no control over that. But you go to the bus stop every day knowing that that bus is going to show up. You know what number the bus is. You know what time the bus is supposed to be there. And you don't even think about it. You get to that bus stop when it's that time. You go out to that car when is that time for you to drive to work. We don't second guess those things. But when it comes to us having what it is that we are dreaming of, having, you know, setting goals and knowing that we can achieve them, we second guess. We ask for permission. We ask for opinions. We doubt ourselves. Oh, what if it doesn't work out? What if I get started and it fails? What if they laugh at me? It's too many other people doing it. We don't think about too many other people driving on the street. We don't think about too many other people driving the kind of car we drive. We don't second guess those things, is my point. The simplest things that we really have no control over. You ain't got no control over it, whether your car starts or not. You don't. You don't know if that battery has run out. You don't know if someone, you know, snuck in through the night and put your car on flat. You don't know these things and you don't think about those things. But the things that you have control over, which are your dreams, which are your visions, which are, you know, your ability to execute, you second guess it. And we've all done it. I've done it. So going forward, those are some things that I encourage you to not only work on, but to be aware of when you are doing it, when you are doubting, and be able to self-correct and understand that it's already done. It's already done. Just like you don't, you know, think about sitting in the chair if it's going to hold you up. Stop wondering if your goals are valid, if your dreams are valid, if you can achieve. It's in you for a reason. God would most certainly not allow you to even dream up those things if you were not able to accomplish them. So I just wanted to stop by and bring you the good news and remind you that as we move forward, we gotta start not only believing and dreaming and setting goals for ourselves, but acting on them. Tomorrow's not promised, y'all. Tomorrow is not promised. This life is a mist. Just like you spray something from a spray bottle, it's just a mist. You're here one day and you're gone the next. So, that's what I have to give you. And if you don't hear from me before the new year comes in, I want you to make sure you be fit, be fierce, be fabulous. Healthy is the new sexy. See you next year.